Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I mean to say, whoo, like this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I'll tell you who else covers some major ground, and they cover even more ground now, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a large area in our overly broad listing area. So Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala had five locations around Birmingham. They added another one, Helena. So you got all these locations now to choose from. And by the way, I hear there's more coming. But Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week, y'all. See all ages, pediatric to geriatric. And this is who I use personally. And no, I do not see them because they advertise. They advertise because I was seeing them for when I needed something, and I was so impressed, I asked them, would they advertise? And they said, you know what? Yeah. The owner of the chain is a Right Side ruffian, let me just tell you. And if you need something at all, they will see you. You can get your shots, your x-rays, all of it. Every time I've walked in the door, man, like professional, clean, friendly. So I'm just saying, Southern Immediate Care. You need something, look up the location nearest to you online and head on down there and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. By the way, Glenn from Bluntsville just texted in, says I'm sitting at the bank. There's a car in front of me at the bank, says the bumper sticker says socialism sucks. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate that. Hey, I'm going to dipper number three. There's a story breaking right now on Fox News. I say breaking. It came out earlier today. Actually, you know what? It came out 20 minutes ago. The Union Pacific Railroad is warning that the border crossing closings due to the migrant crisis will hurt cross-border trade right as Christmas nears. So here's the story. Our southern border today is hitting records it's never hit before, and I thought we had already broken all the records. Our southern border is border madness right now. It has gotten so bad that the Biden administration had to close off several of the actual legal ports of entry. I think it's Lukeville, Arizona, and then the Union Pacific Railroad crossing at a key border crossing in Texas has been shut down. Why? Because we're watching these massive trains full of illegals coming north through Mexico, riding the trains, and they're looking at it going, okay, This is not good, and we got to find a way to stop it. So what's the Biden administration's solution? Shut down cross-border trade. Oh, isn't that where, like, the Clinton administration sent all the jobs? Was down to Mexico? So here we are looking at cross-border trade, which impacts you and I, being impeded by official policy that is being put in place because they won't do official policies of things that actually make a difference. Well, just so you know, your own U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville just recently signed on. He was one of only 15 senators who signed on to a letter asking for Senate Republicans not to deal with the Biden administration on border security, on anything else without them having a chance to know about it first. They say in the letter, the rushed and secret negotiations with Democrats who want an open border, who are the ones who caused the current crisis, will not secure the border. So Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma was named as the point man for the GOP to negotiate a border agreement with Senate Democrats. And the real concern now among conservative senators is they're going to rush into something, trying to get a deal so they can get money for Ukraine. And it's going to be a do-nothing border policy when what we really need is to hold the line and get something done on the southern border because it is absolutely out of control. So, yeah, you had Marco Rubio from Florida, Mike Lee from Utah, Rick Scott from Florida, J.D. Vance, Ohio, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, Tommy Tuberville, Alabama, and then several others who all signed on to this letter saying, we don't want a deal. We want to be able to review it. Don't you bring something to the floor and tell us here's how it is. We want to see it first. Well, here's the thing. I thought rather than just go to all of the usual sourcing of this show, I thought, you know what? In an effort towards bipartisanship, what are Democrats saying about the southern border? By and large, they are just not happy at all. It's because it's in their pocket now. It's in their backyard. They are Democrats who were open border people are now becoming what some refer to as NIMBYs. Not in my backyard. And it's amazing when you see this, because we're looking at, like, just last Tuesday, according to townhall.com, just last Tuesday, 10,000 illegals in one day. On Sunday alone, border officials apprehended 3,000 just in Del Rio, Texas, 1,300 in El Paso. And it's Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas who sounded off on how we've got to do something about our southern border. Take it one step further. How about the mayors? How about the governors? How about the people in charge? Well, you know what Eric Adams is doing. Eric Adams is having a complete meltdown. He's the mayor. He's the Democrat mayor of New York City. Postmillennial has a piece, came out yesterday. On Sunday, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said Democrats underestimated the impact that illegal immigration would have on their cities. He warned New Yorkers to brace for an extremely painful budget cuts in order to pay back the debt created by it. He said everything's on the table when discussing what they would have to cut. But we want to minimize the impact to lower-income New Yorkers, our educational institutions, our public safety, and keeping our city streets, but everything else is on the table. Well, that's half your budget there, dude. But anyway, I understand what he's saying is he's got a $7 billion budget. That's almost the size of the education budget in the state of Alabama. But he's got a $7 billion budget just for New York City, and they are being overwhelmed right now. And now, granted, it's New York City. I thought you were all about open borders. I thought you were a sanctuary city. Eagle Pass, Texas, right now, has nearly a third of its population base in terms of size sitting outside of their borders waiting to be let in. Can you imagine being a small town like Eagle Pass, Texas, where you have 30,000 residents and there are 11,000 migrants sitting there waiting to walk down your streets? How do you sustain that? Oh, by the way, the mayor of Eagle Pass is a Democrat, and he is not happy at all. He said they are stretched to the breaking point, and they've got nothing, no recourse, no help from the federal government. How about Chicago? Oh, that's right, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. He is a Democrat. He recently issued an edict that he was going to begin shutting down and impounding buses that delivered illegals to his city. Really? You going to do that? I mean, if they're contracted to the federal government, if they are operating under an actual, legal option to just transport people as they're paid to do, you're going to impound their bus? Story here on FoxNews.com, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's stating that the bus companies are now no longer communicating about where they're dropping off migrants in order to avoid the new city penalties. They're literally dropping them off in secret locations. They used to alert the city and say, we're dropping off another bus load at this terminal. We're dropping off another bus load at this location. Now they're not doing it. Why? Because they got the city coming down on them for doing their job under contract with the federal government. So the Democrat mayor says, we'll fine you. We'll impound your bus. You won't be able to make a living. Bus driver says, I'm not the problem, dude. It's your president's policies. You're the Democrat. Anyway, how about this one? Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. Oh, Katie Hobbs. The one who beat Carrie Lake, allegedly. Beat Carrie Lake for governor. Katie Hobbs a Democrat, has now had it. Had it. Arizona's governor on Friday ordered the state's National Guard to the border with Mexico to help federal officials. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs said she issued the executive order because, quote, the federal government is refusing to do its job to secure our border and keep our community safe. Are y'all hearing this? These are all the Democrats saying this stuff. These are all the Democrats. I am not giving you just the purely partisan take. These are the Democrats who are saying this about their own much vaunted Democrat leadership. Is it any wonder why earlier in the show I had polling that showed you that Democrat voters are overwhelmingly putting Biden's polling numbers in the tank? Democrats are the ones saying this stuff. Katie Hobbs didn't even know what else to do anymore. She was asking the federal government for federal dollars to activate her National Guard. She finally just went ahead and did it herself. Oh, by the way, Texas has been at this for quite a while. Texas just passed a law yesterday, I believe it was. Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a bill passed by his legislature to make illegal immigration a state crime. Now, granted, I helped pass that legislation in Alabama some years ago, and it went straight to the courts because, oh, God, you can't do that. We were ahead of our time, thank you very much. But in Greg Abbott's defense, we didn't have what he's dealing with. It was bad then. It's awful now. And so the states are having to take action. And what I just read you, the vast majority of what I just read you, was all Democrat commentary about a problem created by Democrats. What else have I got here before I go to the break? I'll just tell you. Got that one. I got this one. Border debate shifts. NBC News. Border debate shifts as Biden is confronted with anger from Democrats. Calls to do more to control the flow of undocumented immigrants into the country have been an unrelenting GOP rallying cry, a central tenet of our party beliefs. But with tens of thousands of migrants now attempting to settle in blue states, yeah, all the NIMBYs, the not-in-my-backyard people, the ground has now shifted in the national immigration debate, with Democrats increasingly calling on President Joe Biden to take action on the border. It's all quickly created a political headache for the president. This is NBC, y'all. This is NBC News in the last 30 days reporting on this. It says the Biden administration took the extraordinary step of waiving a slew of environmental laws in order to move forward with construction of a roughly 20-mile stretch of wall. By the way, that 20-mile stretch of wall, you may remember, it's portable. What? Yes. It can be easily removed and moved to a different site. So this dipper, I did all of this on purpose. I chose to come into this one and show you, here's the problem, and oh, by the way, it is not a partisan call for a solution. It is Democrats themselves saying, we have had it. When you've got the Democrat governor of Arizona, who is all about open borders until now, when you've got the Democrat governor or mayor of Chicago saying, I'm going to impound your buses, when you got the Democrat mayor of New York City saying, I'm about to have to cut our city budget. When you've got Democrat voters saying, your polling numbers suck and we only see you as being worthy of 26% approval rating on the border. Biden has an issue. And oh, by the way, it's a self-inflicted wound. All right, we're going to take the last break of the day. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and take at least maybe one call, catch up on some text messages and call it a wrap. But yeah, border madness from the left side. Right side talking about the left side. The left side's talking loud. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. That's my other favorite bump right there, too, Butters. Love me some Black Crows. That one I have to let it play out for a second. Hey, I'll tell you who else I love, and that's the folks over at ZLA Solutions. So ZLA Solutions, if you're not familiar, they are an organization that prides itself on helping you to make your business better. I mean, they've got a great business themselves helping other businesses. It's kind of cool. And what they do is they literally can come in and help you with streamlining your operations with, you know, finding solutions to things you got issues with, quality control, logistics, warehousing, all kinds of stuff. But their bread and butter and things they've been known for years is also helping people find the workers that they need. So if you need people, they can help you find them. It doesn't matter whether you need an entire shift of people or whether you need just a few. They can find them. The recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it, they can do it for you. ZLA Solutions, I like to say they can find you blue collar, white collar, or no collar. It don't matter. So you check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. I know these folks personally. Yeah, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it on the Right Side. I got a caller who held on during the break, so let me grab that real quick with a couple minutes left to go. Mike from Huntsville. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, one of the things that you and I both know that should be being done is the writ of mandamus. Is that because this is such a dereliction of duty and failure to enforce the laws of the United States that Alexander Mayorkas, who has perjured himself about every time he's ever gone to Congress, and the writ of mandamus, and plus they're engaged in a criminal conspiracy, 18 U.S.C. 371, right? Because it defrauded the United States out of billions of dollars by virtue of the dereliction of their duty. And it's an intentional conduct when you couple with that with the perjury. So I don't understand why they haven't filed a writ of mandamus when you had eight Republicans that objected to the impeachment of Alexander Mayorkas. It's just unbelievable to me. And now they're going to sue Governor Abbott for trying to enforce the basically his own security of his own borders, which is going to be an interesting battle. He should countersue for a writ of mandamus to require them to enforce the laws of the United States, which they're not doing. And, you know, they almost have a RICO action against them for what they've done.
Well, they got all of the above. And Mike, I got to wrap it up here, brother, but they've got all of the above available to them. And literally what they've got is the potential for contempt of Congress for the lies that he's told. But I think the more likely avenue is a pure impeachment, because he is an impeachable official, and they've already tried it once and had Republicans who would not join in, and that's the most maddening thing of all. Mike, right. I gotta go, man. I appreciate your call. Thanks for hanging on during the break, man. With about 30, 45 seconds left here, let me just tell you, that southern border, keep your eye on it. It was the biggest issue in 2016's election when Trump got it. Remember, build the wall, all of it? It was the biggest issue. It was the one that put Trump at the top of the pack, and then people began to realize he might actually do something. Well, it is far and away bigger than it ever was. It is bigger right now than it's ever been. If you look at the fall of Rome, and I've done this on the show before, if you look at what historians say were the things that caused the fall of Rome, you will find that one of those is a loss of control of their borders. When they had mass migration into the Roman territories, and they did not know how to control it. And then they also split their leadership, and they wound up having, you know, Constantinople and Rome and the Eastern Empire. And all said and done, factions within our government need to get themselves in order, because losing our current borders to include the southern border, which is completely out of control. Northern border is having trouble too, but southern border is bad. And I don't mean like, I'm not being alarmist. Watch the news. We're looking at tens of thousands of people camped out right now, waiting for someone to process them and then give them a bus ticket to someplace in the United States. Loss of the borders, fall of Rome. Didn't even get to a bunch of your text messages, and I apologize for that, but we are back here tomorrow at 2 with the best audience in radio. You guys have a great night. We'll talk to you then. right side ruffians out there.